I'm Bill Littlefield ahead on Only a Game Soccer's artistic nature, as demonstrated by some yellow-footed red card Rembrandts. But first, it's NHL All-Star Weekend. Here to talk about where things stand at the break is Helene Elliott of the Los Angeles Times. Helene, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks so much.
The Vancouver Canucks sit in second place in the Western Conference just behind Detroit. Has there been any indication that they're ready to put last summer's Stanley Cup loss behind them and win it all this year?
Well, people are booing Roberto Luongo, so yeah, the fans there must be ready. It's not Lou, that's the dirty little secret. They're not saying Lou, they're really saying boo. No, they actually had a pretty difficult start, as did your beloved Boston Bruins, but the Canucks have straightened themselves out, and it's been fun to watch.
San Jose is currently in third place in the West. I know I ask you this every year, but will the Sharks finally bring the big chalice home to the cup-starved Bay Area?
No.
You give me the same answer every year, too.
Well, have I been wrong yet? Have I misled you yet?
Never.
There you go.
The Blue Jackets currently own the worst record in the league. They're 13-30-6, so maybe it's time to say goodbye, Columbus?
They've really had a tough go of it. Some terrible goaltending, some coaching problems. They finally fired their coach, Scott Arneil, a little while ago. They've got a lot of improving to do, and now the question is whether they'll trade Jeff Carter, who I believe has a no-trade or approval clause in his contract, so that could be difficult. But I think that's going to be the big question as we get to the NHL trading deadline on February 27th.
In the East, the New York Rangers are in first place. What accounts for their success so far this season?
A guy named Henrik Lundqvist, their goaltender, has had a spectacular season. Plus, their defense has been better than it's been in years. It's funny because that's the one place where they really didn't spend a lot of money on players. They spend a lot of money on Brad Richards and some of their forwards, and Lundqvist has been just been marvelous.
The Florida Panthers are currently in seventh place. They look pretty good. Did that 2004 championship by cross-state rival Tampa Bay inspire them to actually build a good team?
They've been building for as long as it took the Romans to build the Colosseum, I think. not the Nassau Colosseum, by the way. They have a good coach in Kevin Dineen. They have some decent talent there this season. The question is whether people care. I know they've drawn some decent crowds, but it's really a tough draw there. The arena's a little bit out of the way, and you really have to give people a compelling reason to want to go there. And I know their TV ratings are pretty awful. I read something recently where they have the worst local TV ratings in the NHL. So it's a tough sell for them.
The Winnipeg Jets, having left Atlanta and the awful nickname Thrashers behind them, are not currently in playoff position, but has the local fan base rallied behind that team?
Oh, it's been insane. It's just been incredible. They've sold out every game. They're packed to the gills. Fans have just been buying the memorabilia and buying souvenirs and uniforms and everything just with incredible passion. It's been one of the NHL's biggest success stories this season, at least at the box office and in terms of revenues. I mean, the team itself has a ways to go, but the fans' passion there to have the NHL back has just been incredible to see. The distances that people travel and just the passion that people have for that team, it's remarkable.
Does the NHL now look at what's happened in Winnipeg and say, hey, let's get some of those other teams that aren't in hockey country back up to Canada?
Well, you see, that would be the logical response, and we're dealing with the NHL. So logic and the NHL don't often get along very well. I mean, yeah, on the face of it, you would sit there and you'd go, the NHL has owned the Phoenix Coyotes for how long? Why don't they just move them to Quebec City or Hamilton? But that hasn't happened, and Gary Bettman is very stubborn. He's insistent that the NHL can and will succeed in Phoenix, and unfortunately, at this point, I think he's the only person who believes that.
All right, Helene, the All-Star Game takes place tomorrow. Give us a good reason to watch.
If I could, I would. It's, the NHL All-Star Game, I think, is really one of those things that has outgrown its purpose, and I'd love to see the league come up with some other kind of more meaningful occasion, whether that's maybe NHL All-Stars against the European All-Stars or something like that. Because, I mean, the All-Star game in any sport now is just for sponsors, and very little of it is for fans. But particularly in hockey, there's no hitting in the All-Star game. If there's no hitting in a hockey game, what's the point?
So you're telling me, really, you don't really enjoy a hockey game where the final score is 23-19?
Not so much.
Helene Elliott covers the NHL for the LA Times, and she frequently joins us on Only a Game to talk about the sport the Zamboni built. Thanks, Helene.
Thank you.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old